This is URN Sport.
So I'm joined here by Max from the Ultimate team at the University of Nottingham. Now, do you want to just give us a quick breakdown of what exactly Ultimate is?
So Ultimate is played in two different ways. Firstly, there's outdoors, which is seven-a-side. The aim of the game is to like, pass the disc between your team, a bit like netball. So when you catch it, you've got to stop, pivot, and throw it to the next person. And then the aim is to catch it in the other person's end zone, and that's the point, and it turns over. It's a non-contact game, completely self-refereed. The indoor version, which is the other style, kind of works the same way, but it's five-a-side. It can be played men's, women's, or mixed, and varsity will be indoors mixed.
Your first team finished fourth place in the first division, Midlands 1A, this season with two wins and three losses.
Yeah.
Overall, as a whole, how was your season?
It was fairly successful. So the Midlands 1A division is probably the toughest in the country, and coming fourth is no mean feat. Like, it is a great achievement. We were expecting slightly higher, but it means we can go now into Division 2 and just kind of no worries about it. We can go and enjoy it and hopefully go and crush that.
Now, your season's finished, obviously, and last year you guys took place on Super Wednesday as well, and you won against Trent last year.
Yep.
How confident are you going into this year on Super Wednesday again?
So, like you say, we won last year. We've never really been too fazed by Trent. We understand they've got a deeper, stronger, taller squad than ever this year, but we're feeling pretty confident. We should hopefully take it.
What strengths has your team shown in general? Are there any weaknesses that you're looking to improve upon in the coming weeks leading up to varsity?
Our strengths is probably just the communication. We just like to have fun. We've got big T-Bug Ruttings. We've got George Gayton, who loves to bring the carnival. And we've got some great women as well on our team. In all honesty, there isn't too much we want to work on. We just basically want to go out there and have a bit more fun rather than take it so seriously.
The Trent first team finished first in Midlands 2B League this season. Do you feel in any means threatened by your counterparts?
I mean, they played our second team, and like we said, we saw how deep their squad has got now. But our second team still gave them a pretty strong game, and if our second team are really pushing them that hard, then our first team are probably going to be fairly comfortable. And then especially when you throw the women into the fold of it as well, I'd like to say our women are pretty good.
You say your second team went up against them. Did they give you any feedback of, you know, how the Trent team played against them, and if there were any weaknesses in that team that you could exploit coming into the varsity game?
So the weaknesses are probably just the fact that as soon as you start getting points against them, you start moving the disc fast, they get frustrated. And once you get frustrated, that's when, and you're enjoying it, in Frisbee, that's when the other team start throwing like really bad throws, and you just capitalize on that and start racking them up, get them more frustrated, and then see off the game.
You say that Trent have increased in their depth. Is that really a worry for you? Are you guys matched in terms of the amount of depth that you guys have in your squad as well?
I'd like to say yes. I think we're one of the deepest squads in the UK right now. We've got like somewhere between 50 and 100 regular members that turn up. And the fact that our second team can quite easily defeat and push other first teams around the country kind of shows how deep we are.
You guys are coming into now the national championships coming up.
Yep.
Do you guys feel confident going into that, and are you guys really getting yourself prepared now in the lead up to varsity, and are you guys hoping to go far into that competition?
Yeah, so last year we qualified for Division 1 and we ended up winning that, so we're currently national champions, but having finished fourth in the league means that we're going to Division 2 nationals. We feel pretty confident that we can go in there and really push all the teams around the country and hopefully take the Division 2 title. There's a lot of preparation going on right now. The squad like are pushing themselves very hard. We kind of got pod systems for fitness and gym sessions, a lot of throwing going down, and I think we're about 4 or 5 weeks off now with a couple of big national tournaments like Mix coming up. So preparation's like fully underway and we're feeling confident for it.
Going into varsity, is there any way that you would prepare differently to say just a regular league game? Is there anything different that you do to prepare yourself, not maybe just physically, but mentally also?
So with varsity, like I mentioned earlier, it's an indoor sport, whereas we're currently mostly focusing on outdoors. Our indoor season finished a few months ago. So it's just basically getting a few more indoor hall training slots again. We'll probably retake our Tuesday evenings and we'll just go and drill a few things in there just to make sure we're fresh and ready for it.
And just one final question. How confident are you going into varsity and what would it mean to win it?
Like I said, previously in the years, like, we haven't been too fazed by Trent, but for a club it would mean a lot just to like continue that unbeaten run so far in varsity against them. And for a lot of us that are graduating this year, it would just be, I think it would top off what's been a very enjoyable season and time at university.